The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Hello.
96.5 and 1460 AM. Good morning. Let me turn myself up a little bit here. Good morning. Hey, it's 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. It's the 10th of June, 2019. And, let's see, Ashley's at the controls.
It's Monday. That means Ashley's
here. Ashley is here. Yep. And that means Linda has got weather today.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our Monday edition of Free Fire Radio here. This is Linda Bott along with Carl. It's going to be hot today with 103, marking our high spot. Tonight will be clear with a low of 70. Tuesday calls for 105. Now, this is according to the National Weather Service. We might recall that just a few days ago we saw 108. So as we get closer to the day's temperatures, not as high as we thought it was going to be, but Tuesday it's calling for 105 with a low of 72, hot on Wednesday with 101 and a low of 71, high of 99 on Thursday, and Friday 100. So as we look through the weekend, according to the National Weather Service, Saturday is calling for 100, sunny and hot, and Sunday sunny and hot with a high near 100. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts always welcome. Our cool customers are warm friends. Something like that.
Something like that. Okay, I got it.
So yesterday we attended.
Yes.
Was it called Taste of Reading?
Taste of Reading.
Taste of Reading. And we were given the tickets from a good friend of ours. And joined some good friends. And I could not believe, I think this is probably the biggest attendance of anything I've seen in Reading, outside of maybe the firework display. There were so many people. Every,
you couldn't find a place
no,
to park.
No, we parked in a lot, like a dirt vacant lot across the way. But every street and everything, it was actually at the at the City Hall. And beautifully done. I mean, really, you know, food and wines and beers and bands, great bands. I think there were three stages. And it was just really fun. It was great to people watch. What do you think?
I think I saw all different types of people there. Saw a lot of people we knew. And I tell you what happened was they had the wine on one side. Well, they had wine everywhere.
Wine and beer.
But they had beer kind of, you know, located in one spot that Mike and I went from spot to spot. And I found actually several beers that were just exceptional, none of which I can remember the name of right now. And then the food, every time you went by a food cart, it was you had to try that out. Now, I will have to admit that pizza with hummus on it was not my favorite.
Well, they
hummus.
Had it. Yeah, they had.
Was not my favorite.
They had a little bit of everything.
But
when we talk about beer and wine, there were tastings, not like everybody's walking around with the big old, you know, solo cup.
Beer. No, they were, but you hit 10 of them, and yeah. All those tastings kind of add up to several glasses or not. But it was a great event. You know what? I would recommend it if you get a chance next year to go to this.
Hey, we have a special guest that's coming up in the 7:15 hour. Well, just a few minutes away. Do you want me to go through? Five things this morning, just like right now, or after our guest, you tell me, because we got some juicy stuff.
Well, okay. Well, let me give really two quick, really good news stories.
Okay.
Okay. A young man by the name of Sean Zhao.
Oh, yeah.
Graduated from Anderson High School.
In the paper yesterday.
In the paper, but it was also another young lady named Mariana Loiza. But he started skipping school. He had moved from a couple states. You know, his parents moved down here from Anchorage, and he went to a high school, and he just didn't fit in. So he skipped 8 months of his freshman year. How do you skip 8 months? Well, he found a way to do it until he got caught. Then they put him in a continuation school, and he realized, this is not what I really want to do in my life. He said, the good thing about continuation school is you can study as fast as you can.
Really?
And you can move forward. We got a chance, and he got a chance to go back to Anderson High School. He graduated, and he's going in. In fact, he's leaving this morning for the Marine Corps.
But
what a great story
that
is.
It was a great story, but let's not forget that it was his.
He was mentored.
He's mentored by his gym or physical education.
His strength coach.
Right.
Kind of took him under his wing.
Right.
And can't say enough about that gentleman either. And he gives him a lot of credit for this. And then the Marines were happy to have somebody of his attitude and his push. Mm-hmm. And in fact, he leads all the poolies, as they call them, in physical education. So great.
Well, I think this is a great story, Carl, of what we talk about. We try to do here, I think, even within our own walls of being a local business owner, is that it's important to mentor and bring people up. You know, maybe people don't really know. Maybe they're lost. They can't figure out what they want to do. We try to bring on a personal level and a business level, again, we try to bring people in and help to mentor them. I know you do that outside the business in your service oriented, you know, with the Marines as well when they come back and the young men and women that are trying to figure out what's next.
Sometimes that's all they need. But here's, as much as I'm proud of Sean, I'm really proud of this young lady, Mariana Lozoya of West Valley. She did two things no one in her immediate family has done. She got into college and she breaks a cycle of addiction spanning generations. She graduated from high school with a perfect 4.0 grade point average.
Wow.
But what she did was she grew up in a family struggling with alcohol and substance abuse. By the time she was a sophomore, she and her immediate family were at serious odds. Believing that wasn't healthy for her, she moved in with her grandmother. So the thing that she did was she got through school, she moved into grandmother, and she broke this whole cycle, which shows me that if, you know, she is a person that saw where she wanted to be and saw what she wanted to do, and she did have help.
It takes incredible strength.
Oh, incredible strength. And leaving home was a painful decision.
Yes, of course.
And her mom didn't want her to. She couldn't understand why she was unhappy, because they've lived like this for generations.
You don't know what you don't know, but she could feel the toxicity. Let's go to the phones. Actually, a caller is coming in and has a wonderful show, Dr. Patty Bay, on Saturdays called Therapy in a Nutshell. Good morning, Patty. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
Hello.
I wanted to let you guys know what the show's going to be this Saturday, because I'm really excited about it. It's a show on bullying, and the special guest on my show is my 12-year-old granddaughter, and she has had some really difficult experiences with bullying in the school. In fact, we even had to take her out of the school she was currently in because the school had no anti-bullying policy. And
is that a school around here, though, right?
Yeah, it is.
How could they especially now?
Well, the school she's going to go to, Mistletoe, has had a beautiful anti-bullying program for 17 years. And another special guest on the show is Carlene Spears, who's been a teacher at Mistletoe for 19 years. And so she talks about the anti-bullying program that's at Mistletoe and how effective it is. And Allie talks about her personal experience, and she's incredible. She's very, very bright. She's on the autistic spectrum, which is why she gets bullied. But she actually gives kids advice on what to do when they're bullied, and it's beautiful. It's a very good show in terms of proactive, teaching you something, letting you hear a personal story from a kid who's very articulate, and getting some real concrete skills on what to do if your child's being bullied or if you're a kid who's being bullied.
Now, I believe we're going to run those shows back-to-back this weekend.
No, that was the other one.
The last
other
ones.
Two.
Okay.
The bullying
right.
one is on Saturday at 11, and it's just a powerful show, and I wanted to make sure people knew about it so they could tune in and get some help. They can also listen to it on my podcast or on the show's KCNR1460.com in the archives.
There you go. Plus, you know, I was there while it was going on, while you were recording, and I talked to you. Of course, I've known your granddaughter since.
She was tiny.
She was tiny. Yeah, I came to think of it.
She's
That's
an amazing
been a long
kid.
Time. How, old, how old is she now?
She's 12.
Well, I've known her since she was in her mommy.
Yeah, that's right. But
so.
she's just an incredible artist. She's got a beautiful singing voice, and she's an amazing kid. and she's and articulate, so I'll get out too.
No, having to leave a school because of bullying. I would imagine, knowing you, I imagine there were some things said.
Yeah, we actually went and talked to the school board and said this is a huge problem, and you guys need to get up to date on the anti-bullying stuff, because she's not the only child that's left the school for bullying. There's several that I know of.
Okay.
And so there's probably more, too. But it's a problem in the schools, not just the school we're talking about, but other schools, too. They need to be up on how to deal with this.
Yeah,
and there's good programs at work, which is cool.
Sure, and there's online bullying. There's bullying.
All
kinds. Kids can't get a break from it, where at least when you were younger or before social media, you could get a break from it. You know,
right, but the social media follows them, and they get attacked even more.
Yeah, it's even worse.
Yeah. It's powerful. So I just want everybody to tune in on Saturday and tell people about it that you know it's going to help.
This coming Saturday at 11 o'clock. Thank you, Dr. Patty Bay.
Thank you both.
Okay. All right.
You have a great day.
You too. All right. Bye. On this Monday morning, we're going to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio.
Well,
this is Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. When you think about Sleep Number, you think about quality sleep. It's the top-rated mattress by J.D. Power.
American-made.
It's American-made. The Sleep Number 360 smart beds are so smart that when you move throughout the night, they automatically adjust you, keeping you sleeping comfortably through the night. Even when Elk Killer gets you up at 3 in the morning, because at 10:30 at night when I'm asleep, but I can hear, I'm not really asleep, because I hear things.
Mm-hmm.
I hear her drinking water. I hear her drinking like a quart of water. And then she lays down and she moans and she goes, And then at 3:30 in the morning,
you're up.
I know I'm up. I mean, what are you going to do? You can't keep water from her. But here's the good thing about my Sleep Number bed. I come back, I hit the rack, boom, I am out.
That's right.
And right now, for a limited time, a Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899. That's a great price.
Right.
Plus special financing is available, subject to credit approval. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number is whatever I choose when she's already kind of dozing off.
45.
It's not 44. It's not 46. It's 45. And you're only going to find Sleep Number at the Target Shopping Center down over there in the Sleep Number store. Head on down there. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. You will not be sorry. 7:17 in the morning. It is about, almost 70 degrees already.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back here at KCNR.
Find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of Master Hypnotist Tyson. Plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate. at Wind River Spa inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under and only $1 for everyone else.
And our Carnival Ride Special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fare admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I know 1460 is on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Towers
hey,
up.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:22 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. I'm sorry. SST Oil. It's, you know, been in the business 52 years. 52 years. There's nothing that they haven't done for this community. They've helped put, they have served, helped on veterans causes. They've helped in every type of fundraiser you can imagine. SST Oil is right there, Bill and Dana. It's a employee-owned business that provides energy for everybody. They bring kerosene, oil, and diesel and gas all over, not just Northern California, but how about the Northwest and moving into other states too. That's SST Oil. They're always looking for good employees. And you find out, I mean, it's an employee-owned company, so they take care of things like your retirement and everything. Give them a call today at 241-1167, SST Oil. Super people doing a lot of great work for our people around the North State.
And we applaud our firefighters and our volunteer firefighters. And with us this morning is Nick Mangum. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who are you're with the Millville Volunteer Fire Department.
That's correct.
And you're celebrating something special. Care to share with our listeners?
I do. We got our 50th anniversary coming up here. We've been a organized fire department since 1969, and we figured that 50 years is something to celebrate.
Absolutely.
And we wanted to involve the community with that. So we're this coming Sunday, starting at 7 o'clock in the morning, we're going to have our 50th anniversary celebration. We're going to start out with a pancake breakfast at 7 o'clock. We have a parade at 10. We're serving a barbecue lunch, and we got some guest speakers coming out.
And it's Father's Day.
And it's Father's Day, yes.
Right. Great place to take your dad and pancake breakfast. And here, well, tell us some of your guest speakers.
We don't have a confirmation on a couple
okay,
of those
okay,
yet. So
okay.
I don't want to commit someone
all right.
that's not committed
to So
yet.
Very big surprises. And
yes.
50 years is a big deal. And what you were saying is that in the Millville Fire Department, there are no regular, like, paid. It's all volunteer.
We are 100% volunteer.
How many calls do you go on?
We broke a record for 2018. We hit 211 calls.
Well, I imagine there was a lot of records broken for 2018. But
yes.
Appears there's still fire starting all over the place again. So,
yeah, we're getting into that season.
What do you think it looks like this year? I mean, we had a lot of rain.
We're on track right now to break that record again.
Wow.
and with fire season just getting started for us, it's hard to say where it's going to go.
How can you be I'm just, you know, first of all, my hat's off to you.
Right.
All of you all out there. Because this is not, I mean, you've got a regular job that, I mean, that pays the bills. Mm-hmm. And but when the alarm rings, when you get it, you get buzzed on your phone, you
the
guys.
Bus driver from Millville School.
Yeah, it drops everything, and then you head on out to the fire department. Is that how it works?
Pretty much, yeah. If I'm not driving the bus, I don't want to just leave the kids.
Right.
But if I'm working during the day or even middle of the night, when that pager goes off, we go.
Do you have a lot of firefighters out there at Millville, or are you short like everybody almost?
We're feeling the pinch just like everyone else is nationwide. We've got 8 guys that are pretty active right now.
Do you get paid for this at all?
No. We get a little stipend at the end of the year for the calls that we run, but it's not much.
And it's really because you're being just community-minded, and this is, you know, what do you do is, you know, the call comes up. It's like a doctor doing free services, really, like at 2 o'clock in the morning. Somebody's got a cat in the tree. You know, you hope it's that easy.
Yeah, we had that just about 2 months ago.
Right.
A cat in a tree?
Yes, we
and
did.
And I'm understanding.
Did you roll?
We got him. We got them down.
And how many of your calls are due to people just calling frivolously, possibly, you know, again, frivolously? How many calls?
I wouldn't say any calls frivolous.
Good.
We go to every call just like it's the big one.
Right.
Because we don't know what we've got until we get there.
So no Taco Bell, like they don't have the hot sauce, so please come to my aid?
Yeah.
Big salsa.
It helps being a little bit out of town. We're a very rural area out there in Millville. But I want to say about 80% of our calls are medical calls, and the ambulance comes out with us as well from here in town. And that's
I was going to say, if there are, do you have EMTs on your crew?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, you know what? You know what, Nick? I thoroughly support this, your event this Sunday here. Okay. So you can go in and get a pancake breakfast. It starts at 7. What about us late risers? Can we get there at 8?
For the late risers, yes. We're going to be serving breakfast all the way through 9 o'clock. We might still have some after that. We got to get ready for a parade.
That's right.
It's coming at 10 o'clock. But we also got a barbecue lunch starting at 11:30.
Oh, okay.
A parade in Millville.
Yes.
I love it.
Is there a place you can parade in Millville?
Yeah, right down the one main street.
Oh, yeah. It's a darling little town. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be starting at the school and coming right by the firehouse and then head right on down Old 44 Drive.
How do you load 800 participants in this parade in the Millville? It's probably maybe not that many, though, huh?
Yeah, we
got a lot.
We've got a pretty good response for poor
Millville. Great. So.
What brought you to Millville?
We were living in Reading, living in an apartment. We got tired of the city life, as much as the city life is in Reading. And we wanted to get out in the country. I grew up in Red Bluff. I like the small towns.
I do love Millville.
And we happened to find a little house out there that was within our budget that we could mm-hmm. afford, and we just bumped on out to Millville.
That's wonderful.
And then I discovered how good the town is.
You know, we looked at Millville.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we looked at the property.
And I liked it.
Right.
I liked
when we, when Carl, yeah. for, when we first got together, we were looking for acreage.
Yeah.
A little house on some acreage. Yeah. So anyway, what else is going on in Millville? Because, you know, we look at the church that kind of, you know, depicts when you're on your way to driving up to, how come I can't think of it, where the winery was.
North Lassen.
Yeah. So what goes on in town?
Not a whole lot, and that's why I like it. I like my quiet little town.
Okay.
We've got the school out there. We have our little fire department. There's a church and a vet. That's about all there is.
Oh, you have a vet?
Yeah. There's a veterinarian right on the corner of the highway.
Oh, love it.
There.
That's great.
And, that's about all we got out there, and I like it that way.
Yeah,
I like a quiet life.
Yeah, church, grocery store. Do you have a grocery store?
We don't.
Oh, that's somebody could do some.
Palisadro's not that far away, though.
Right. All right. Good. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And, again, the Millville Fire Department, a volunteer fire department, is celebrating 50 years this Sunday, Father's Day. Head on out there. Is there a price for your pancake breakfast so we can kind of tell people what you know, how much money they should put in their pocket that day?
Got it. Yeah, pancake breakfast is $8, but children under 3 are free, and then our lunch is $10.
Okay.
And we are selling T-shirts and tote bags out there for $20.
Love
that
it.
That are commemorative for our 50th anniversary.
Okay, who did the artwork?
You know, I can't remember who. I want to say it was Shirt Zone that did
okay.
one of them.
Okay.
But they're pretty neat. They got the thin red line flag on it, and it says Millville 50 years on it. So
that's so cool.
They're pretty neat.
Congratulations, and thank you, Nick, for joining us today.
Okay. One more time. It starts this Sunday.
This Sunday at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock for the pancake breakfast, and then we have the parade.
parade's at 10 o'clock, and then lunch is at 11:30, and we'll have vendors and all that out there as well.
Okay, and it's going to be a great time.
You were in the other room, a commemorative T-shirts and tote bags and the whole thing. Yeah.
There you go. You know what? Thanks a lot. You know, tell all your people, Nick, with you, how much we appreciate you
absolutely.
All. I mean, specifically the volunteers that put your lives on the line out there.
Okay, we've got to take a break now at 7:30. Coming back, we have some more special guests for you this morning. We're
always
loving to promote and talk about local businesses and people like Nick who put themselves out there to support their community any way that they can. This portion of the show is brought to you by another great community member.
Lions Heated and Air. You know what? It's 70 degrees right now. It's going to go up to 103 today. Tomorrow, 106 to 108. If you don't have an air conditioner that's working well or the filters are messed up or the air ducts or there's just something not working right, give Mark and Pam a call. Lions Heated and Air. Been in the business over 25 years. With outstanding service for all makes and models of cooling systems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages. This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start Program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The term is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 75 degrees in the downtown studios. And, you know, we're going to have 103 today, so make sure that you hydrate and do not let children or animals stay at all in the car. Actually, I would say, what is it? What time is it right now? 7:30? 7:35. I'd say before 9 o'clock.
I wouldn't put them in anyway because 70 degrees for maybe an older animal or something like this could harm it. But, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I have a friend that has a 2018 Vette. This thing is a fast. This is a fast car.
Took me for a ride the other day.
You
can't say how fast it took you.
My hair came back whiter than it was. It's amazing how fast you can go on 44.
And it was not full throttle.
No. Because as it was, I was trying to move, but the G-force was keeping me in there. And he knows who he is. But he has a chip on his windshield. And so what'd he do? Went down to see Jeff. And he called. He said, can't even see it.
I got a testimonial for you.
I did not realize this was that the windshield is an integral part of the way that car is built, and it's, you know, so to keep it, I mean, everything is rigid in there, and it has carbon fiber, a lot of carbon fiber in it. So this is a fast car.
That's moving fastly.
But Jeff fixed it, and he fixed it very quickly, and he fixed it very professionally because that's just the way Jeff Worst is, a better-known business. A little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it. If you've got a RV and you're looking at, you know, big windshields and little cracks in them there, he can fix it. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment, or head on down just to 3208 South Market Street. Tell him Carl and Linda sent you. Okay, we're here with Members First Credit Union and Brad Webster and Josh Markle. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Okay, let me get you up front here.
Get up in front of that blue thing.
Pretend you're
get
taking,
up onto that
that's
mic.
These are great. These are great microphones if we talk into them, but see, they're directional. And as soon as you look at, I look at Linda, you go,
okay, best in the North State, Members First Credit Union. And so we wanted to have you on because, you know, you've won all kinds of awards, and people are always wondering, like, what is a credit union, et cetera. And so we're here today to just, first of all, tell you congratulations on your business.
Yeah, thank you.
And I want to talk a little about it because I do this. You weren't prepared, but I'm sure you were. Brad, let's start with you.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're here in Reading.
Why I'm in Reading?
Yeah. Tell us about what did you do before Reading? Where did you grow up? And what brought you into this career?
I grew up in West Michigan in Grand Rapids. My dad always worked for an advertising agency for several years. And so when I was a kid, I liked to go down to the advertising agency and just kind of walk to the art department because I always liked art.
And you're good at graphics.
Graphics.
That's your deal, huh?
Yeah, I've done it since I was a
comic
child.
Books? Did you do comics?
I did my own, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Brad did our very first logo back when I was just starting off.
So kudos to you.
Yeah.
So comic books. So you did comics.
Well, I mean, I did for my own personal enjoyment.
Right.
I actually would design fictional logos for companies that didn't exist. I just always loved logo design. And so as I got older, went to college, fast forward a whole lot of years, I had a snowboarding career in Colorado, but then finally got serious and decided I needed to do something with my design.
Snowboarding meaning you were the snowboarder or you designed snowboards?
I used to be a professional snowboarder.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I did for a living.
We'll get into your bit.
What's a professional snowboarder do? How do you make a living at that?
Well, that's a really good question. I couldn't figure it out. So I was sponsored. I had a few corporate sponsors for a couple of years. I did a lot of competitions. I made it to amateur nationals in the half pipe back in the 90s. At the same time, I worked for the resort in Breckenridge in Colorado. Mm-hmm. So I was a professional instructor.
I see what you mean.
I was in certification. Mm-hmm. I had a certification. And people would come out and they'd get lessons from us.
That's great.
And so I would basically, my job was, I was on the chairlift 5 days a week. And
harder or easier than skiing?
It's harder to learn, but once you understand how to do it, it the body mechanics are way easier on your body and on your knees than skiing. In fact, a lot of people from a professional standpoint will say, hey, if you're an aging skier and your knees are bothering you, it's actually good to try snowboarding because it's way easier on your
knees. But you've got to learn the techniques.
It, I mean it's a little slower learning curve for sure.
So you go from being outdoors. I mean, no, trust me, this all is going to all will tie in. You go from being outdoors, and that's thrill seeking, doing the pipe and all the stuff that you're talking about, and being, you know, basically like a junkie. In a great way.
Kind
you know,
of,
that's actually, no junkie. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I totally get it because I grew up close to Tahoe. But you were endorsed. And so fast forward.
Yeah.
Reading members only credit union. So what is the thrill with what you're doing now? Where do you get it?
The thrill is making a difference. It's making a difference and giving people a good experience. I work in the marketing department. So a lot of times we're at the corporate office. So people don't actually see us. A lot of my friends go, oh, what branch are you at? I'm like, no, I'm not at a branch. We're at the corporate office. But what's a blast about it is to think about design and then create not only signage and ads and the logo itself and a brand that people can experience on the outside, but just think about things and ways to communicate with our members that we have what they need, and we love to communicate as simple as possible. You know, just keeping finances simple, keeping life simple. I love to give people a positive experience, and to me, that's a rush to see how our ideas, our concepts, the things we choose to do in our marketing and through our communication can really enhance people's lives in our local community, because a lot of people have anxiety over their finances. You know, they have anxiety over personal
finances.
That's
right.
There's something like 90% of the people go to bed at night thinking about money.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
In this country,
that.
Right.
But that is a wonderful.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, but that's a great. Yeah. I love your testimony and the passion behind.
That's very sincere. And Josh. Yeah. So, Josh, you've kind of like taken this, this idea, you know, because obviously Brad is, you know, he wants to make people's lives simpler when it comes to cash. God knows people can make it so hard, or the, the bureaucracy can't.
Yeah.
So this is where you all come in.
Yeah. Yeah. This is really what the credit union is able to do for everyone here in our community on a regular basis, and that we can help solve that anxiety, that complexity that typically comes with finance. Mm-hmm. And we do that through convenience. That's our primary focus as a credit union, is how do we make things easier, simpler for everyone to do. And a great example of that would be our checking accounts. We have a checking account.
A checking account.
One. You have one option. And it's that easy. It can be that easy when it comes with everything. So I don't have to sit and wade through a menu of four or five different options and try and figure out, okay, well, I kind of do a little bit of this in my banking and a little bit of this. No. We strip all of that out.
Yeah.
We make it as simple as possible. Here's the one option. It comes with everything. So use what you want to use. Use what you don't what you don't want to bother with. And that's just one example of how we try and focus on making things simple, easy.
You get one
as
choice
as possible.
Yeah, you can have anything you want as long as it's
everyone
enough.
Loves vanilla.
You can have like the early Fords. Yeah, you can have any color Ford you want as long as it's black.
Yeah. There you go.
And then you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Now
right.
What is it? Oh, you have a mobile app, and you talk about that it's intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
And easy to share with those people who maybe are a little slow on trusting apps and about being phone savvy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the misconceptions people have about whether it's credit unions, maybe even some of our local banks that are here in town, that just because you're choosing a local option for your finances, that you're somehow giving up some aspect of technology. You know, that they're not going to be able to serve you in the same capacity that maybe one of these big mega banks can, or something along those lines. That's not the case at all, especially for our credit union. We have a very intuitive mobile app that we offer our members. It's the same thing you're going to get on your online banking, your desktop, or your phone. We find more and more people are on their phones, as I'm sure you two are. And
have a lot of people listen to us on the phones.
Yeah. So we've invested a lot in that tech, in that space, in that technology. And so it's going to come with the ability to do your your remote deposits and snap a photo of your check and just have it shoot off to the branch and save you a visit from coming in.
I really like that one.
You can do your person-to-person payments now. You can send money to family or friend with their text, you know, texting them or sending them an email. You know, we've got our bill pay solution is within that. And then all the regular things, just going in, checking your account, transfers, balance inquiries, any of that stuff. It's just all within a very simple, intuitive navigation within our mobile app. And we hear great compliments from our members on it regularly.
Well, we're here with Josh Markle and Brad Webster of Members First Credit Union. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, what's the difference between a credit union and a bank? Because I know a lot of people are a little bit, I see the credit unions, and they're giving me money. I see the banks, they're giving me money. There's got to be a difference here someplace. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you want to see someplace that makes a difference, it's Four Winds Jewelry. Rebecca and Henry have the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And if you're looking for estate jewelry, you're looking for something to be designed and then built there, they can do all of that. They can help you with designing your special piece of jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Members First.
Call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, oh baby, that ain't no mountain high enough.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of Master Hypnotist Tyson. Plus, country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else.
And our carnival ride special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you. How you are.
sucks.
And all entertainment is free with paid fare admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
I never stop believing. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark can help you. She makes a special trip to your place to find out what you need. She wants her people to be able to support you the way you need it, not the way that they need it. They can base anything you need around schedules of trained people that have background investigations, drug testing, all this. You do not have to worry about the employees at Home Helpers. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. Ready and Home Helpers. And we're here with Members First Credit Union, Josh Markle and Brad Webster, and we're talking about Members First. This is the first time they've been on the show.
Yeah, after, we're happy to be here.
After 10 years. I can't believe it. You know, because
see what an email can do?
I know.
Well, you know, we get a lot of those. I mean, I was looking at it, and that's the second one I've seen from you. And I thought, you know what? There's some stuff going on down there people need to know. I think the big thing is when you see credit union, what's the difference between a credit union and a bank?
Yeah, and that's a common thing we come across regularly. Everyone isn't fully aware of the differences between the two. And truly, on the surface, we look identical, right? You're going to come in the doors, you're going to see the same kinds of checking, savings, credit cards, loans. All of that looks very similar. It's really the structure, the foundation of how we operate is what's different. And the difference is that we're nonprofit. We're not-for-profit financial institutions. And what that gives us the flexibility to do is divert ourselves from trying to focus on profits on a regular basis. We still want to have our doors open. That always helps.
Yeah.
But our drive every day is not our just purely focused on profits and driving.
It's not the bottom line.
It's not the bottom line.
You do have shareholders.
We do. Just like banks, we have shareholders. And the difference there being is that our customers, we call them our members, they are our shareholders.
That's right.
And it's never having to choose a customer base, or I should say our shareholders over our customers, since they're one and the same when it comes to a credit union. Everything we do, we're rewarding back to that group of people that chooses to bank with us. And so that's the driving difference between the two. And so that's why you typically you'll find somebody that chatting with someone, they are a member of the credit union. Oh, hey, I've got this great credit or auto loan over with Members First. They gave me this great rate. And you're thinking, oh, my rate wasn't that low. How did you get that? You know, how did you get that kind of value?
How do you get that low?
And it's how – that's exactly it. That's one of the ways in which we reward back to our members is that we're able to give them these lower loan rates, better dividend rates, less fees, fewer fees, all these things that we can provide this level of value because of the way we're structured, that we're not for profit. And our members are our shareholders. So it's the same group of people that we're rewarding. They just happen to be our customers.
Are you restricted
as well.
In any way?
The same as any other bank. We have our same federal guidelines and state
guidelines.
You're
still FDIC. Everything, oh, yeah. All your deposits are insured. Okay. And
yeah.
Everything.
I'm going to do a little advertising for you because you have current promotion spring savings, and this seems incredibly low. Auto, can't beat your rate by 2%. Get up to $500 cash.
Yes.
HELOC.
Wait a minute. What's that mean?
So we have a refinance program. So if you've gotten an auto loan recently somewhere, and unfortunately it's not with us, come chat with us. And if we can't beat your current rate where you're at right now, if you refinance your loan with us, we'll give you up to $500 cash, depending on what the loan amount is.
By 2%.
Bringing that over.
By 2%.
Yeah. By 2%.
Yeah, if we can't beat your rate by 2%.
So you've got a 6% auto loan. Mm-hmm. You're going to take it down to 3-point-something.
Yeah, whatever our current floor rate is.
And
say we can only reduce your rate by 1%, Carl.
Okay.
So say we get your rate down by 1%. Well, that wasn't 2. That wasn't 2%.
Right.
So you're going to get both the rate reduction and cash in your pocket for refinancing your loan with the credit union. And that's autos and RVs. So a great opportunity for someone that's got a
great opportunity. Okay.
Isn't with
now, HELOC, I want to go to the we're in time here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
6-month fixed intro rate at 3.99%.
Yes.
3.99%.
Yeah. That's
explain. Explain it.
That's our fixed intro rate that we have right now with our home equities. Introductory rate for 6 months that starts at 3.99%. You can get that on either your fixed or variable rate HELOCs right now. And
you know, the season's right, the sun's out, so it's time to start projects. And
intro rate, when you say intro rate, does it go up after that?
Yeah, so then it goes up to whatever the normal rate is. But you've got that early window of 6 months where you know this is going to be at a 3.99 rate. So
okay.
If you're trying to tackle something quick, that's a great opportunity.
Plus you'll beat the, whatever loan rate you're in already, though, right?
On the auto side, the refinance.
On the auto side, but what about the HELOC? Will you be lower in that rate, too?
It would be – that would probably be a new product. So if you don't have a home equity now or if you have an existing one, we can look at refinancing something like that. But this is the assumption you probably don't have.
Okay.
And in your mortgage, finally, 1% closing cost credit up to $2,000.
Yeah, that's one we're really proud of right now. That's we're heavily focused on trying to build up our mortgages and attain some more of those here at the credit union. That's something we've been doing the last few years, but not so much on the purchase side. So that's a new space for us where we're now – able to offer purchase mortgages to our members. And so the ability to get up to $2,000 back on your closing costs, and that could easily be 20-25% of your closing costs that you get cash back just by having your mortgage here with the credit union. So that's a great opportunity for someone that's got a looking for new mortgage, a 30-year something, you know, something they're just looking to get started with. We'd love to talk with you.
And you are, we like how locally owned.
Mm-hmm.
So your board and everybody, they're Reading people.
Yeah, we were the first credit union ever established in Reading back in 1936.
And they're all volunteer, too. Our board is all volunteer. It's amazing.
They don't take money.
They don't. They're not compensated.
They're quickly here because we're running out. But let's say you've got – how do you become a member?
Yeah, so membership is based on the four counties that we serve. We serve Butte, Glen, Shasta, and Tehama County. And as long as you live, work, or worship in any of those four counties, you qualify for membership. Come on in the door.
And you've got branches in Reading, Anderson, and Chico.
Yes. We have two here in Reading, one in Anderson, and one in Chico.
You have one on Hilltop, right?
We do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right next to Maxwell Insurance.
Maxwell Insurance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Judy's one of ours, and we say located right next to. Members first.
Oh, great. That's great.
Okay. Construction loans.
Yes.
Now, people, as we know, we only got a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. People, as you know, we've been hit so hard by the fires.
Yeah.
Is there any kind of programs you have for people like
that? Yeah, that's really what that program is right there. That was built in response to what our current environment is, what our community had gone through this last year, knowing that people are trying to find a way to rebuild, to do, to get themselves back to a place of normalcy. And so this is a program that we put together. It's a construction loan that has a lot of great benefits to it. For a lot of our current community members that already have their land, they own their land, that's something that they can put towards their down payment, which is pretty unique. So a typical down payment of 20% that you'd have with a regular mortgage, well, a big chunk of that is already going to be covered because you already own the land that your house, you know, will soon be built on. But then that program, it also has a single closing cost set to it, whereas a lot of construction loans, you'll have closing costs at one part at the beginning of the loan when you first get it started, and then at the end, when you get done with completion, you'll have yet another set of closing costs. Ours, again, we're trying to get simple, easy when it comes to banking.
So yeah, it sounds like
the way that we do it.
This is kind of maybe off the out of that, but a lot of people have found that their fire insurance will not cover the total of their home because of changes in the laws, but also the cost of materials has gone way high. Mm-hmm. Cost of labor has gone way high. Mm-hmm. Do you all say, okay, I've got $400,000 to rebuild my house, but it's going to be $500,000+ to build it?
Yeah.
Do you all get involved with that? Is that something you can do? I mean, isn't that kind of a construction loan or not?
Well, we'd look at the whole value of what the loan is, what they're looking to do, and we would assess it just as you would if you were buying a house.
Right.
So as long as the down payment is right that we're looking for that loan amount, whatever mm-hmm. that end cost is going to be, there wouldn't be any issue with us financing all of that.
Well, if I had $400,000 for a $500,000 house, that would be
sure. Which some people do right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you know, they do right now, but it's still going to cost them more. We're just running into those stories all the time.
Yeah.
I'm sure you are too.
Absolutely.
Josh Markle and Brad Webster from Members First Credit Union, and you're located at?
Our corporate office, we're here in town at 4710 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. But like you mentioned, we've got two Reading branches on Hilltop Drive and on Pine Street downtown.
There you go.
And a mobile app. You can just use it from your smartphone.
There you go. You can find it anywhere.
That's right.
Hey, thanks
guys.
A lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thank
Learned
you for
a
having
lot
us.
This morning through the two of you.
Well, you know, credit unions, a lot of times people don't don't really understand credit unions and where they fall. You know, they think it's, it's small potatoes, but it's not small potatoes.
No, not
anymore. Big potatoes.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, when we get back, we're going to have Shasta College with us and the cast of Little Shop of Horrors, which is one of my favorite movies.
How about Place?
Well, in my favorite place, too.
All right.
That's what we call the studio every so often, the Shop of Horrors. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl
this
Lindebot.
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump predicts his policy on tariffs will prompt China to eventually strike a trade deal with the U.S.
The president tells CNBC's Squawk Box program that the U.S. is winning in its trade battle with China because tariffs are putting America at a tremendous competitive advantage.
The China deal's going to work out. You know why? Because of tariffs. Because right now China is getting absolutely decimated.
The president also threatened additional tariffs if Chinese President Xi doesn't meet with him at the upcoming Group of 20 summit in Japan later this month. Greg Clugston, the White House.
It's something that President Trump has labeled presidential harassment of the highest level. Congressional Democrats launching a series of hearings this week. They'll focus again on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. They'll also harken back to the days of the Watergate scandal with John Dean among those scheduled to testify. The Supreme Court rejecting a challenge to federal laws regulating gun silencers.
Just 10 days after a gunman using a silencer opened fire inside the Virginia Beach Municipal Center, killing 12, the Supreme Court has rejected, without comment, appeals from two Kansas men who were convicted of violating federal laws regulating silencers. Several states had joined the men in arguing that Second Amendment protections include silencers and other accessories. The Trump administration had asked the court to stay out of the case and let the conviction stand.
That's correspondent Wally Hines. President Trump says the U.S. has signed another very important part of an immigration and security deal with Mexico. Mr. Trump says that Mexican lawmakers will have to sign off on the deal in order for it to take effect, and if they don't, the president vows tariffs will be reinstated. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow up 172 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Nearly 100 people have been killed in an attack on a village in central Mali, the village inhabited by members of a minority ethnic group.
Local officials say the nighttime attack occurred in the village of Sobankou in the central district of Kundu. It's been difficult to identify the bodies because they're badly burned. The whole village is said to have been destroyed. It was inhabited by members of the Dogon ethnic group. Hundreds of people have been killed this year in fighting between the Dogon and Fulani people. Jihadists also operate in many parts of Mali, carrying out attacks on the security forces and others.
The BBC's Mary Harper. Internet entrepreneur Kim.com and three of his former colleagues taking their fight against being extradited to the U.S. to New Zealand's top court. American authorities in 2012 shut down his file-sharing website, filing charges of conspiracy, racketeering, money laundering. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Senate's about to vote on more of President Trump's judicial nominees.
Today's vote is expected to confirm two judges to the U.S. Court of Federal Claims. Its job is to hear claims for financial compensation being brought by the public against the federal government. The cases might include contract claims, bid protests, military pay claims, civilian pay claims, and tax claims. Confirmation of Ryan Holte and Richard Hertling is likely in the GOP-controlled Senate, but both nominees are blasted by liberals. People for the American Way calls them elitists who will reliably vote in favor of corporate interests. Bob Agnew reporting.
America's employers hired the most people on record in April, while the number of open jobs was pretty much unchanged. The Labor Department says businesses filled 5.9 million jobs in April. That's 4.2% more than in March, and the most since record-keeping began back in December of 2000. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station. It is the 10th of June, 2019. 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody. And
wife
and
of mine.
Carl and Ashley, our producer. How are you doing?
Doing all right.
All right. Yeah. Should we go? Do we have Sally on the line this morning?
We do.
Okay, let's go to the phones really fast with Sally. Good morning, and what's happening with your meeting tonight?
Good morning. Well, as you know, as of last Tuesday, we elected Brian Daly to take the state Senate seat for District 1, and that leaves an opening in the Assembly for a new person to fill that seat, and we have somebody coming tonight who is going to throw his hat in the ring, and he is a Jefferson supporter.
Let me tell you who he is. I can tell you without even knowing who
don't
it is.
Don't say it.
No, I'm going to say it.
Don't say it.
But okay. I bet I know.
This is his coming out tonight.
Oh.
So we're encouraging people to come.
Did you say he's coming out of the closet tonight?
I'm sure he won't be the only person running, but he's definitely a Jefferson supporter, and that's what we were hoping to have happen, get somebody in our assembly who's willing to bring a bill forward consistently down there for Jefferson.
Does that mean you won't support me, Sally?
Does that mean what?
You won't support me if I run?
Well, are you going to run, Carl?
Well, I don't know. But, you know, if I had you guys behind me, I might think about it.
Sally, well, he's got to come out tonight.
Sally, he's teasing. All right. So anyway, so tonight let's talk about the meeting again one more time. Where are you located again?
All right. Come on out to 2570 South Bonnie View Road tonight. It's the church there on South Bonnie View across from the fire station, and find out who, at least one of the people who will be running for the state assembly seat.
All right.
Okay, but make sure you ask these questions. One, are you willing to reach across the aisle to the Democrats? Two, how do you feel about the Second Amendment? What about the cogen plants and clearing out all the timber? But the big thing is, can you work with Democrats? That's a big question. Brian has answered that, but I'll ask him. Well, okay. Brian has really, really done a great job in reaching out to the Democrats, who are, of course, have the hammer down there. So we need somebody that's going to be proactive. Hold on to their values, but be able to try and pull some of them over to our side on some of the things like fire safety and all these things. So
the problem is as you know, we will be unrepresented for about 6 months as this process goes forward.
That's true.
Up here in Assembly District 1.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get everybody out there tonight. Thanks for calling,
Sally.
All right,
thank you very much.
All right.
Later.
Thank you. Update on the weather here. Our temperatures are around 80 degrees. Our highs today will be 103 tonight. Our lows of 70. Tomorrow calls for a high of 105 and a low of 72. Wednesday calls for 101 and Thursday 99 and Friday 100. Okay, you guys. Keep hydrated. No pets, live anything in the car. So just get that across your mind right now. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. Are welcome. 365-3793.
You know, one of our listeners in the chat room said, Hope Station will cover the role of vaccines and vaccine injured. There, of course, there's many people that have questions about vaccines. So what we're going to do is we're going to we have one doctor who is very strong about why vaccines should be done. And I'm sure there's somebody out there that we can find that would speak on the other side.
Yeah,
and
we need to cover both.
We would love to have both of them on. And to speak about vaccines, are they safe?
Civilly.
And of course, it's always civilly. But are they safe? And what are the questions about it? There needs to be laws now that take away the doctor's rights with a patient, and they're giving it over to a health board. This is one of the new laws that have been proposed all over vaccination. So this is a big topic. And we've hit around the edges, but I think it's time to go straight on at it. So we will do that. So thanks a lot, 1107.
And shall we just change the subject entirely and go into one of my favorite things? I love this. Shasta College brings the most exciting things to us once a month. But today, especially, Little Shop of Horrors and the cast and, of course, our theater director, Greg Thorson, good morning.
Well, good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing great.
Okay, what was it like working on this production, and how did you choose this particular production? Because, of course, you have to go out months in advance.
Right. Well, it's a great question. We're just starting our rehearsal process. We're about a week into that. Of course, the prep work on these things goes in a long time. I've probably been working on it for about 6 to 8 months. What are we looking for at shows at the college? We have a strong tradition of the musical theater and the summer musical at Shasta College. We want something that's fun and exciting, but we also want something that challenges the students and that is a great educational experience. And so this show, I think, is a good show that meets the casting requirements of who the students are at Shasta College. It provides excellent roles for the students as well as some community members, and so these are great characters, great songs. So we're looking for something that connects with the community, but we also want material and a repertoire that is exciting for the students and a valuable experience.
Well, that's I love that. You encapsulated, I think, what it is to do local theater. And so not only do you have, you know, college kids, you've got, like you said, community people. And with us this morning, we have Jake Spencer and Travis Michelle. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Get up there.
Spencer, you've been on before. Get up there, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, good. So do you care to tell us, Greg, what these two gentlemen, what their roles are and why they're their first up today?
All right. Well, Travis is playing the role of Audrey 2. Audrey 2 is the plant that comes from outer space that it makes a lasting impact on Skid Row, so to speak. He is discovered and manicured by a gardener named Seymour, who's played by Jake Spencer.
Okay, so are you guys here to do a? Are you doing a song together, or?
We're going to do a little snippet of one.
Let me ask some other questions here. People don't know what about a Little Shop of Horrors is. We need to explain this because, frankly, I really enjoyed it. I saw the first movie. I think Roger Corman made the movie. It was a movie.
Yeah, the original with Jack Nicholson.
In it, playing the part of
the dentist, I think.
Can I give a summary?
Yeah. But then, and then the second one, of course, had Steve Martin playing the role of a dentist and Bill
Murray
playing the part of the, which I guess maybe is a written in part, but for the, a patient that just loved everything that Steve Martin was doing. And then part of Seymour was played by Rick Moranis, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Yeah. So here's the summary for people who are wondering. Okay, Little Shop of Horrors. All right. It says an exciting pastiche of R&B, gospel, rock, and roll in 1950s doo-wop. Little Shop of Horrors tells the story of a meek floral assistant, Seymour Krelborn, and a new breed of plant he names Audrey II. Is it Audrey the Second?
Audrey II.
After his coworker Crush, set in the backdrop of downtown Skid Row, Seymour is promised fame and prosperity by his carnivorous companion, provided he keep Audrey II well fed with human blood. by any means necessary.
The best, isn't it?
It is. It's just
so
out
how
there.
Do you get? How do you play a plant?
It's a good question. I guess in this sense, this plant is coming to Earth as a essentially coming to Earth as an alien to feed on humans and reproduce and make more plants and take over the planet. So to get in the mind frame for this character, my job is to convince this human to listen to what I'm saying, and what I'm saying is true. So most of that is through song and through dance, of course.
Are you in costume, obviously? So, or is it more of your voice, and then there's like a puppet type thing?
Give us a visual.
Okay. In this show, and actually in most Broadway shows, there's a puppeteer on stage who plays the puppet in four stages. Is that right?
I think it's four, yeah.
Yeah, there's different stages.
Yeah, because he gets
the plant
bigger.
Grows, right? Mm-hmm. As the more people
he
is going to...
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Right,
never mind.
Right. because he's fed blood.
Right. And so then the person that's cast for the voice, you know, myself, that's on. They are off stage like this.
Okay. Travis Michelle.
So I'll be in a little booth, essentially. I think that's where I'll be, in a booth and watching the show through a monitor of some sort.
Sure.
And
so that's how, I was wondering how you're going to do that. Mm-hmm. You
know, okay. Well,
that sounds great.
We have to take a break. When we come back fresh from the break, then we'll hear your song or your snippet.
Perfect.
Sound great?
Right. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located right next to Members First Credit Union. But, hey, Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993. She's been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since then. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Again, this is Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop on by 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First. We'll be right back with Shasta College and Little Shop of Horrors.
Heating and air conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby!
Oh, we'll behave. In fact, I can have someone come out today and give you a free estimate.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Hey, smashing. Yay, capitalism.
You can start saving today. Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick, live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. 75 degrees out there today, going up to 103. And you're going to say, 103? Yeah, tomorrow you're going to say, gosh, I wish it was 103. Weather reports brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas and Propane. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health, and a fully accredited chest pain center. And again, I've had two friends that have gone down to Shasta Regional when it comes to their hearts and everything, and heart problems. And Shasta Regional has taken care of them, got them back up on their feet, back to 100% again. I can't say much more than that. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We're here with Shasta College today. We're here with the Little Shop of Horrors. It's a musical that's being put on out
the
there.
The cast.
And we're here with Travis Michelle, Jake Spencer, and, of course, Greg Thornton, who is the theater director. And the story is about an alien plant that comes down to Earth. And you're going, oh. We've got to remember this is a comedy and a musical. And it grows because it's an alien that needs human blood. And Spencer, Seymour, Jake Spencer plays him. But Seymour, who is the shop go-to, meek, mild kind of guy, gets pushed around by everybody.
Was that Johnny Depp?
Rick Moranis.
Okay.
That plays it. And so Jake is throwing himself into this role, but he's like 8 feet tall. So it's going to be hard for him to kind of like get into somebody that gets pushed around. But you're a good actor, though.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, okay, be louder. Okay, now you two are going to sing something from the musical itself, right?
Sounds good.
Are we ready?
Travis, you want to introduce
we were going
to okay. Tell us what is the song in?
This is the song, The Plant Says Nothing for the first, third of the show, because he's so small and he's growing. And he really needs his blood, so he decides to speak. And after a few words, he goes right into the song to convince Seymour why Seymour should be giving him more blood. So it's got a crazy meaning to it. But if you come and see the show, which you will come
to the
show.
Oh, no, it makes sense, because by accidentally Seymour dropped a drop of blood mm-hmm. on the plant by accident, and the plant responds.
Right.
So, okay.
And so now he gets older, he can speak. Now he's like, now I, give me blood.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right, so this is from that scene. Early in the show, the scene of when the first blood gets dropped into the plant, or what?
No, this is later on. He's on his third stage of his plant cycle.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's human size, I guess
okay.
you could say.
Okay.
So you guys are going to a cappella do something from the show. Okay, get up there, Spencer.
Feed me.
Does it have to be human?
Feed me.
Does it have to be mine?
Feed me.
Where am I supposed to get it?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long. That's right, boy. You can do it. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long. Cause if you feed me, Seymour,
I can grow up big and strong.
And you know what? This, when you see this, you know, if you have not seen this musical before, this is hilarious. The whole musical is well done. You've got music from like the doo-wop to,
gospel,
you know,
to gospel.
Yeah, you've got it all in this. Plus, it's also a comedy. And so what happens, and we're not going to tell you, but what happens when Seymour runs out of his own blood and all of his fingers have been, he's little pinpricks in all of his fingers and he's starting to look a little peaked there. So other things happen.
Let's talk to Dr. Thorson.
Yeah.
Well, good. I think it's important to note. So actually, interestingly, this is the first musical that's written by the team that's going to go on to produce The Little Mermaid and a lot of the Disney work.
Because I was thinking of him as the genie.
That comes after that. And so it's
an
interesting play in how, I mean, while the concept sounds zany, it kind of appeals to the cult film that it comes from that Carl was talking about. But it's also, it's real, very funny. It's amusing. It's also very sentimental. And in the song we'll hear later in the period, I think we'll hear like the love song kind of sentimental side of it that is also interesting. So there's a lot to it. I would stress.
Okay, well, we have, of course, you're hearing from Dr. Thorson, who's the theater director, and Dr. Waterbury, Liz, will be here, who is the music director of the show, and she's actually sitting there doing the time frame, that would feel like that was such a freelance, like not in a time frame, but she's over there giving you direction on, okay, this is in the 8 count or this, whatever the count is over there. But I'm curious, from your theater directing, every project you do or you select brings out something new for you as well, no matter how seasoned you are. So for you so far, I mean, I'm sure when it's all over and you write in your diary, it'll be something different than it is right now in the process of it. But for right now, what has this brought to you that's a new animal?
Well, that's a great question. I agree. I mean, I just finished my fourth year here at Shasta College. I think that we have a reputation for doing work that's interesting, that's challenging. I do think that it's important as a director to pick plays and musicals. I mean, I lived with this play for 6 to 8 months. It's got to be something that's interesting to me to kind of, you know, keep feeding that and to feed the growth and development that I have as an artist and as an instructor. Musicals are a totally different style of work in some ways between Liz Waterbury and I. And then I also want to point out Marie Welsh, our choreographer. It's almost like a three-headed team. And so it's a totally different process, and we'll have 2 to 3 different rehearsals running in the theater building during the year in the straight plays. That's mostly me and the students. And here we have a number of different voices and instructors working on it. Sometimes I equate being the director of musical to being like the CEO in a way. And so it's a different role. There's a lot of administrative work that comes with it, but also a lot of hands-on work with the students as well.
And we have just a few minutes left, but before we get into our next half-hour segment, you know, we want to, thank our listeners, because we do consider ourselves community radio. So even though we talk headlines and we talk politics and we talk city council and what's happening with sheriff and things that are happening with propositions and et cetera, it's really important to take a day and focus on, because everybody here pays taxes, involved with the community. This is, I always look at theater as not just an escape, but it's a kind of a look into another part of humanity. And so what we don't realize, a lot of people don't realize, is every time you do bring a play to town, something like this, you have to pay rights for that play. And when you talk about paperwork and that kind of thing, how long did it take you before you could get the rights to this play and then the costs and all the paperwork of doing that?
Well, it's a process that starts, I mean, a process that takes maybe about 9 months to a year. I mean, you were right. We pay royalties. That's how playwrights get paid. That's how they earn their living. Interestingly, I mean, that a playwright in general is somewhat of a low-paid position, but they also control the copyright and the material that they have going forward. That is their work. I mean, it's a great form of artistic expression. Like a playwright's voice, as you say, gives us a chance to see the world from a different side. While we're on this topic, I just want to mention that Little Shop of Horrors opens on the 6th of July, and it runs through the 21st. You can buy tickets at chestacollege.edu/tickets. I'm sure we'll come back to this, but I just want to remind our listeners.
Oh, absolutely.
That
start marking your calendar.
Heard, we want to come see them at the Chest College Theater, which is a lovely space and also air-conditioned. Which is nice.
Yes,
in this weather.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be talking more about the dates and all, but I like to sometimes go in deeper of, you know, like what you were just talking about, the playwrights, because here on the radio, and we got to take a break, we play ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, you know, people like, oh, can you bump music? Well, every time we play that, we do play pay royalties. So,
four different companies.
Just the same as like what you're doing with the playwright. So, but that's called respect for the work. If you're going to use the work, you respect the work. So we're going to take a break on that note. Coming back, more with Shasta College here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here.
You have a talent for causing pain. Come be a dancer. People will pay you to be inhumane. Your temperament's wrong for the preacher. And teaching would suit you still. Come be a dancer. You'll be a success.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus, country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
G Shasta District Fair.
Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under and only $1 for everyone else.
And our Carnival Ride Special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fare admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5. You're listening to, you know, songs from A Little Shop of Horrors, which is a musical that's happening out at Shasta College that's going to be starting in July, actually. July 6th is the opening night. Okay, we're going to get you all on here. And we've got some... Go ahead. And we're going to do a little shout-out to some of our sponsors here. Our first sponsor for this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold down in the Cypress Square Barbershop, or the shopping center, of course. And it's better known and gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It goes by appointments now. It's so popular that you got to wait in line for like 45 minutes to an hour, which is kind of fun because everybody talks in there. But now if you give them a call at 244-9478, you can walk in, get your hair cut, and walk out. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. 77 degrees right now going. I'm chuckling because what happened? We didn't have a spring. Did we have a spring?
No. Nope.
I think it was Friday.
We went from cold, rainy, thunder. Maybe a tornado.
A tornado and golf ball-sized hail.
Yes, in fact, there's been several people I know who are still working out the dents in their car.
And, yeah, they're lined up outside of outside of Coachmaster right now. But it's going to be up to 103 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And we're here with the other side of the cast. Now we're talking to when you talk about Little Shop of Horrors, you've got to figure, there's Audrey 2, the plant. And Audrey 2, the plant, is done by puppeteers. And we brought the puppeteer in here, who's the body of Audrey 2. But we've also got Audrey in here. So good morning and welcome to Manny Aguilar and Amanda Hart. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Tell me, Amanda. Get in here tight. Get in there right next to that.
Right in front of that red box.
Get in front of that one.
There you go, buddy.
Okay. When did you find out you really were in love with Seymour?
Kind of throughout the entire play. She starts as working in the florist shop as a coworker of Seymour, and she really doesn't feel like she deserves someone who is as wonderful as him, and just kind of is like, well, I do love him, but I can't tell him because that isn't right.
She has an ego thing, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's a bit, she's very, lacks self-confidence, for sure.
Yeah, and so she hangs with this dentist.
Yes.
Who probably can't get out of bed today. But, but the dentist is kind of a cruel kind of a guy.
Yeah, he's, very, abusive and not a great guy, but he, kind of shows Audrey that she can do better.
But he gets his, and we're not going to say it, but he might say he gets his comeuppance in the during the course of the play.
That's for sure.
So, you know, we're also here with the music director, Liz Waterbury.
Good morning, Liz.
Dr. Waterbury.
Good morning.
Yeah. So you've been with Shasta College for how long now?
Long time.
All 20 right. years. 20 years. Okay. So you've seen lots of talent come through and you've worked with other, you know, theater. You are the musical director. You're in charge of the music department.
That's right. That's right.
So what does this play for you? How, again, we talk about each play and every body of work that comes through enlightens you in a way. So what is this meaning for you so far?
Well, for me, the music is fantastic. It's like almost like a jukebox of sounds from the different eras that we're all so fond of. There's 50s doo-wop in there. There's gospel, a great gospel trio that runs through the whole show. commenting on everything and sometimes egging on the characters and other times telling us, you know, what's really going to happen. And so there's that great gospel sound in there sometimes. The Dennis music sounds sort of like Elvis Presley. So there's really just, it's like a little snapshot of the 80s and just looking at all that great popular music.
Right.
Well, you know,
I like
and,
that.
Or do you have it kind of like, do you have the three singers in this? You know, kind of they're the narrators and all this? Is it kind of like that?
It's a lot like that.
Okay. Yeah. And it starts, yeah, so you have three three singers from, you know, you could look at, say, the Supremes, I guess.
That's a good way to look at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, and they're kind of, they're the narrators in between, and they're singing songs about things that are happening in this. Now, I have to ask Manny. Okay, Manny, you've been in here several times before playing parts,
yep.
And then now, put your little face in there. There you go. Even though I know you're playing the plant, and you don't probably talk a lot, or do you? Do you have anything to say?
No, I do not.
And you're doing all the gymnastics of keeping the plant going, which
and
if you've ever seen either the movie or the musical, is big.
It is big.
How do you get into that?
It's not that difficult. All you got to do is just slide it on top.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, how do you get into the...
Oh.
I mean, I kind of figured you could get it on like that. But I meant, you're playing a plant.
Literally.
You're playing a murderous plant here.
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
So how do you get into that? I mean, because you've got to give... You have to be able to
get into character,
get into
Carl,
character.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, well, get into character, but he's also got to be able to push out there, I am a mean, aggressive man killer, without saying a word.
So I was talking to Travis earlier about it, and just based on what he says, and then just the way me as the puppeteer, how I convey what he says with the actions.
Okay.
So just like kind of like leaning, doing like you would see like facial expressions on someone.
Right, but you don't have the facial expression, so it'll be like the plant movement.
Yeah.
You know, and part of this is the stems that come out. Mm-hmm. On this, so are you moving your arms and all this kind of thing, or is it more of a, you're kind of like leaning into it?
So kind of like leaning into it, and mm-hmm. then I can move my legs, though,
okay.
for one plant. For plant three, there's a variety of them. But, yeah, I move frequently.
So you just graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you are a theater major,
mm-hmm.
going for... So tell us, after you've done your Shasta College, now what? What are you? Of course, the play.
The play, yeah.
And then?
Right after the play, I have orientation for CSU LA. And I will be headed there in the fall to pursue bachelor's in acting.
And oh, boy, that would be so much fun to watch.
Did you say UCLA? Or
CSU LA.
Oh, CSU LA,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's big, huh?
Yeah, it's fairly big.
So
yeah.
Are we going to see you here in a few years? You won't forget us, will you?
Oh, no, I'm coming back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll come back.
Yeah,
I'd
come back for autographs, right?
Yeah,
for an autograph. Yeah, I'll come over to Texas Shasta College. Yeah, you know
yeah,
what?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm on that TV series. I'm in three movies.
No, he's going to have to come back
and
do guest directing or something like that. Absolutely, guest acting.
Mm-hmm. You know,
this is what a lot of people do,
Amanda,
they come back to their hometown.
Okay, Amanda, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I have been performing basically my entire life. I have always really enjoyed it, and recently I decided that I was going to pursue vocal performance as a career. I'm actually moving to New York at the end of August, and I'm going to a conservatory there, so I'm super excited about it.
What's the conservatory?
It's called Manis Conservatory.
Uh-huh.
And, It's basically under the branch of a school called the New School, which is the university. So I'll be going for my bachelor's in music and then hopefully my master's after that.
So when you do like your voice, let's talk about that.
Right.
Are they going to have you do legit opera? Do you get a chance? Are there segments? Tell us what that looks like.
In this production, Audrey kind of plays a little bit of a cross. She has some parts where it's a little more legit, but there's also a lot of character acting in the singing as well. So it brings more of a mixed belt theater kind of vibe to the role that's a little bit different than, like, classical music. But I've also been doing musical theater as a foundational, so I kind of have the best of both worlds in that scenario.
But my question was, when you go to the conservatory.
Oh, right.
Okay, what, tell us, what was the process? Did you have to audition, send the tape? How were you selected,
right,
et cetera?
So basically, you fill out an application for the university, and then you fill a separate application out for the conservatory, and you have to send in a video audition, and then you have to come for a live audition if you get chosen. And then you, like, there's a full, like, new essays and all this stuff to
wow.
do. And then they finally say yes or no. And they only let in about 10 people.
Wow.
So
my goodness.
Pretty,
congratulations.
It was pretty exciting, but also very nerve-wracking.
Of course. But, see, this is the beautiful thing with Shasta College, because it's helping people get legs.
Yes,
for and, sure. And that you know, you're working with great, with Dr. Waterbury and Dr. Thorson.
And
did I say that right? Gosh,
yes,
I'm always worried I'm putting an N in there. So, anyway, these guys are great.
When we come back, and we want you to sing something for us, you know.
Right.
I like to hear an opera, say, from Romeo and Juliet, perhaps the part of the, you know, the main. Okay, maybe not. All right. Probably we should stick with the Little Shop of Horrors,
yeah,
right?
Stick okay. with that one for now.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here in Redding, California, by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. Reaches 42 counties now, and it's not just CCW training. It's defense of your home. It's unarmed combat. It is what happens in different situations. It's any number of training scenarios that you can get from Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Shasta College and Little Shop of Horrors.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
He's got his facts all straight.
Just so my conscience will rest easy.
You know he's on your trail.
If you don't, I'll have to go tell him myself.
He's gonna turn you in.
Now will you come?
They're gonna put you in jail.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here with, it's 8:50 in the morning. It is about, let me see if we're up to 80 degrees yet here. We're at 77. No, I think we've gone up 78 degrees here. And it's going to hit 103 today. Now, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, who wants to remind you, don't leave anybody or any animal in your car. Probably don't want to leave chocolates in there either or anything else that'll melt. Because if you leave a dog or an animal or people in that car without that engine running and air conditioning on, they're not going to be there if you come back 30 minutes later. It's going to be really, really hot. It's the first real hot day we've had, and I just want to remind everybody how dangerous it can be in closed cars. Well, we're here with Shasta College and the theater department and the music department, and they're putting on Little Shop of Horrors, which is just, you know what, people will look at me a little strange all the time anyway, but this is probably one of my favorite musicals. Because it's just, I mean, it's the parts in it are so interesting. And then you have the young people that are putting it on out there at Shasta College. And we're here with Dr. Liz Waterbury and Dr. Greg Thorson, and who have put all this together. But now we have the two actors that are playing Audrey and Seymour. So lay it on us.
Tell me this feeling lasts till forever. Tell me the bad times are clean washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening. For losers like I've been, it's so hard to say. Suddenly see more.
Suddenly see more.
He purified me.
He purified you. Inside you, with sweet understanding, Seymour's your man.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. And again, this is from Little Shop of Horrors. Now, it's going to start in July, so how do we start getting tickets for this?
I can tell you a little bit about that. You can go online now. It's really easy. Go to Shasta College Events. Shasta College .edu/tickets, and they'll be there. You can get them online. It's super easy. If that doesn't work, you can show up We usually we have seating available on demand as well.
Okay.
You know, I want to commend the two actors that just sang. You know, we ask people to come in here. It's early in the morning. You're hitting your mark. You're hitting your note. You're reading from a book, which is really cool. It must be all, the musical. But the thing is that you're up to the task. And I really love that about theater and what we've experienced here with us doing our morning show, that people, the young kids that come in and are really willing to just, you know, show up and sing. You know, it's just, it's marvelous. And you both, too, were just stunning voices. And congratulations.
And Manny was back there moving around like Audrey, too.
Yeah.
So I was watching him sway with the music, but I was getting a little scared, too, because I knew he was thinking, I want to eat one of those guys.
And so, Dr. Waterbury's going, what?
Okay, you know, what are the things are coming down the road? I know this is the big one for July, but Shasta College is famous for putting on some really good stuff.
We do. Every summer we have a Vocal Institute, which is a class that starts on July 29th. And that's so giving legs, as Linda talked about, to young people. Gives them a chance to really focus on their singing skills for a couple of weeks. So when we do a musical, you know, there's the trifecta. You've got to be able to move on stage. You've got to be able to sing and hold a part. And you have to be able to act. So those are the skills we want students to workshop constantly.
That's great.
So we
really, and you just have to keep, you have to brush up your Shakespeare all the time.
That's right.
Well, you know, you look at, you know, you also see things where people are taking parts that in one play there'll be the lead, and the next play it's just maybe not right for them, so they're playing another part in this. And I think this is such a I think this is so important too, to be able to, when two people are vying for the lead, mm-hmm. what happens, you know, and you know, so you pick one. How do you tell the second one? Don't give up here.
It can be tough. It can be very hard. Casting is an art in and of itself. And I feel a great sense of teamwork with my colleague Greg, because he has a great talent for sizing up people and figuring where we're going to go as a team, the whole thing, the whole aspects of the production. So it's kind of a totality. They're one part of a totality. And I appreciate that. It can be difficult.
You can't just pick somebody because they can sing, but they may not be able to move. You got to be able to shoot, move, and communicate at the same time.
That's it. Something like being on the radio, you know? Got to have your wits about you.
Well, that's for sure, which is one of the reasons I'm glad, so glad Linda's here to cover me. Now, you've got – how many people are in the – Greg, how many people are in – we're just going to swing that thing around a little bit, or you just step in there. How many people are in the theater program right now?
Well, actually, so we've had about five graduates this today. Well, today's going to be the makeup for commencement.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's a hard number to gauge. So we have lots of different students. We serve lots of different needs. I mean, some students are at Shasta College to get their AA degree.
Mm-hmm.
Some are working on building up Gen Ed credits to move, you know, like Chico State mm-hmm. or something like that. You know, I'd say we got about 50 students probably involved in theater. You know, way more when we talk about like intro to theater and general ed classes that we mm-hmm. offer at Shasta College.
Frankly, I think that it's good for people to be in this, to get up in front of people and speak. And because so many times you don't think you're going to end up doing that, but you end up talking to people and being trained on how to do this, and to kind of lose your fear of appearing in front of people is big.
I think that is, you know, the way that we present ourselves is incredibly important. But also, you know, this idea of teamwork, communication, you know, those are the soft skills that are really important in our workforce. I think are very important just being a person, you know, being part of our democracy.
Great.
Being well-rounded.
Yeah.
Well, I think so, too. And I think that there's no, you know, people go in to Shasta College for a number of reasons and go in there to learn a skill, whether it's singing or acting or welding or driving a heavy equipment. But in every case, the young people that put effort into it then are moving on to the next. And, you know, like they can't even graduate people out of the technical fields because they get snapped up because they're so good. And I imagine with yours, how do you get a great sense of accomplishment when you see people moving on to that next step?
Of course. You know, it's a real, I feel very fortunate to be able to be an educator and instructor and, yeah, to get to watch my students grow in the time that I get to spend with them and also to get to follow them as they move forward in their life. You know, one nice thing, one fun thing about being a theater instructor is we build a lot of strong connections. So I think that we're friends. Manny and I have traveled to a conference together. You know, we're friends, colleagues, and student-teacher relationship as well.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning on our KCNR 96.5 here on Free Fire Radio. And it's been fun to dedicate this 8 o'clock hour to Shasta College and the theater department and these great kids that are going on to do wonderful things in life. And that's learning life skills that never stops. But it takes great mentors and great teachers to teach us how to do things with dignity, grace, and, you know, with a moral compass and a commitment. So we appreciate you all being here this morning. And on that note, we're going to have to close our day here on our morning show.
Yeah, this week we want to be hitting business. We're going to be hitting some things that are happening down around the library, or maybe should be happening around the library. A number of things that are going on that we want to get a buy-in from our audience and from the people here in Reading. And again, congratulations to all three of you all that are with us right now. And Amanda, that's just wonderful where you're heading off to the big leagues.
Thank you.
And again, Dr. Greg Thorson and Dr. Liz Waterbury for being so much in our community and helping so many people. Remember, it's good guys against bad guys out there. Which are you?